Inside a packed city council chambers on Tuesday night, it took nearly 2 hours for local residents and business owners to express their concerns or support for a downtown parking structure proposed by the Saratoga Springs City Center. The convention hall is seeking to build a parking garage on a hotly contested piece of property in the Spa City's bustling downtown. Supporters have called the parking structure critical to the success of the convention center and downtown businesses, while opponents have sought a mixed-use structure that incorporates retail space and apartments. After the lengthy public hearing, Finance Commissioner Michelle Madigan introduced her measure that would direct Mayor Joanne Yepsen to sign a lease agreement with the city center to move the parking structure forward.
The city center itself was established with a 3-2 city council vote. I feel confident tonight to the city center, Mark Baker, that there are at least 3 votes here, but we'll find out more soon. I'm hoping that it's going to be 5, that we all see what the city center does for this community.
In addition to the city center's project, which would occupy a third of the parcel in question, 2 other agencies submitted designs for mixed-use facilities that would be built on the site. Both proposals were met with criticism and later in the evening were rejected by the city council. Public Safety Commissioner Chris Mattison backed the city center's proposal over the 2 alternatives and has said that those projects would not accommodate the needs of city-owned vehicles.
Getting involved with those 2 massive projects is not in the interest of the city at this point in time. I think that's really jumping the gun. I think it makes a lot more sense to do things on a piece-by-piece basis.
Mattison's sentiment was echoed by Public Works Commissioner Anthony Skip Scirocco, who gave a slideshow presentation on his concept for a downtown theater district to be built on the city-owned land adjacent to the parking garage project. Scirocco said the lack of parking creates unnecessary traffic downtown.
More and more people that I meet with, even in my office, come in my office, and the concern is, geez, I'd been here earlier, but I couldn't find a place to park. And those are the people that are driving around the city, creating all the traffic issues. And that's been said in studies.
Commissioner of Accounts John Frank said he believes the downtown parcel was undervalued. He also expressed concern about voting to authorize the lease for the city center before formally responding to the alternative proposals. In late February, the developers complained of a lack of communication with the city center.
There was this back and forth. I just think we never really even closed that process, and I think we should have done that, or rescinded the RFP altogether before we voted on this. There's also a current lawsuit outstanding, which, you know, gives me some pause.
The city faces a lawsuit from the owners of the Muzan House restaurant, which is next door to the city center project site. Mayor Yepsen also took issue with the lease authorization.
If this was privately owned, would we ever allow just a portion of it to be planned and developed? I don't think so. Or would we prefer a complete development plan that incorporates more parking, actually, more parking than the proposed garage? So if we're talking about solving a parking problem, we should go with one of the RFP proposals.
After discussion, the council voted to direct the mayor to authorize the lease for the city center project 3-2. City Center President Mark Baker said he was extremely excited about the results and said he was sorry the mayor could not support the project. Now the project heads to the city's Design Review Commission for an architectural review.
Once we do that, we're looking for a building permit. In that process, we're still looking and open to hear from our neighbors and our friends and people that have concerns, and hoping to continue to engage people in conversation.
Baker says he wants the city center to be a good neighbor and business partner moving forward. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.